All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're talking about Loki Episode 2. After the last episode, it was revealed that Loki has now gone to the Bureau for Tom Cops, and that he has broken some laws, and he needs to pay, but then he's given some redemption by Owen Wilson's character.
They want
to enlist Loki's help in order to hunt down another variant of Loki. And Keith, how do you feel about this episode?
More of the same, but that's a good thing. Action was pretty good. I like this episode better than the first one. It's continuing up with the same quality. The writing is top-notch. Basically, Thor Ragnarok, how it revitalized the Thor character. Turned him from this being the brash, boastful, God of Thunder type that he was in the previous films to making him a much more nuanced character. Loki came out as much the same in those movies, but in this one, he's getting more of that similar treatment where his character is just branching out in terms of that. He's still running his games, looking out for himself, and at the same time, he and Owen Wilson has this chemistry together that makes it work. I like that the story is progressing. I mean, we only have 6 episodes. We got 4 episodes left. The story's moving along quite nicely, so the pacing was really good. And I like kind of the throwbacks where he went back and I liked his reaction. It was very subtle and brief, but he's going through and looking at what's happened or what's happened in the timeline without him. And he sees that Asgard got destroyed. He sees Ragnarok occurred. And while it plays a big part in the storyline, it's like there's a moment you can see he's like, oh, I did not mean for that to happen. This is messed up. Really terrible stuff has gone off. And you can tell he actually cares about his homeland, or at least he cared enough that he wanted to be the one to rule it, not see it destroyed. I like seeing Loki like this. I like the character. I like the ending, and I like the reveal. I kind of guessed it. No, not from the comic books, because I'm not a 4 comic book reader, but roll something like that the reveal of the Loki variant would be along those lines. It was pleasant enough. It was good enough. I liked it. I liked how they strung it along and keep you guessing from the beginning till the end. So I'm looking forward to more of it, and I'm definitely on board. This is another winner for Marvel, I can safely say, and hopefully they can keep it up until the end.
All right, Matt.
Marvel is a genius. They find ways to introduce characters who will have major roles 4 films or 4 series down the line. Their Easter eggs, their subtle hints. It's just what they do best, to have an interconnected universe and this interstitial tissue of what they call Marvel. The way they ended the first episode, I knew it was a slow burn, and I get it. And the second episode started making sense. I'm a little bit sad because we're already, 1/3 through the series? Although I know when this series is over, then it goes to Black Widow. Overall, pretty good action. I felt was there at least enough to propel it, where it's not a filler episode. Overall, very happy with this, and I'm looking forward to hearing what the rest of the team has to say.
Big Mike, how do you feel about this episode?
Great episode. I think Keith touched on all the major points, and then I think Matt had the perfect word for it, which is genius. The reason why I kept saying I couldn't wait to talk to y'all and see everybody's opinion was the first episode essentially debunked the whole multiverse thing.
Right? Yeah,
because there was one sacred timeline. That's all there is. There's no branches. We fix them, blah, blah, blah. And then Marvel literally flipped a coin. And the very next episode lays the groundwork to build their own multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you have all these branches going off. If you looked at, people were taking screenshots of the events that were occurring when the explosion started. And you had Boromir, Titan. There's a couple other places that have been in Marvel movies previously in Phase 1. And now you have dates and events that happened, may not have happened now.
Oh.
You start building your own chaos. And we still have 4 episodes to go. So, again, where you debunked it in the first episode, and everybody's going, well, wait a minute. We know, even though they're not going to confirm it.
Tony Stark's still alive?
But could he be? That's the question. Marvel said, we can clean the whole slate and do whatever we want again.
Right.
Or you could stick it with, they're going to fix everything by the end of the season. Phase 1 was Phase 1. They've given themselves enough room now that, hey, if we want to go back and explore this person, or if we want to bring this person back, you have the one big loophole that makes it all make sense now. And it works. Right? Spider-Man, we know, rumors are already saying that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are in it. Willem Dafoe just had an interview, and they asked him about what else he's been working on. He said, I can't speak on anything. So everybody's like, all right, there's your confirmation. And again, Feige, to his credit, never revealed himself, right? No matter how many rumors are online, you've never seen him come out beforehand and say, oh, yeah, y'all are right. He keeps his mouth shut, and you see it when you see it. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness And then, like I said, first episode, you debunked the whole multiverse thing. What the hell are y'all doing? Boom, here you go. We're going to build the multiverse now. Our own version of it. It's genius. Where everyone else fails, this is where Marvel succeeds. Feige said a long time ago, he's got shit planned all the way to like phase 7 or 8. It's fucking great. There's only 2 episodes in. Like, I'm just anxious to see now the next 4 episodes are going to hold. What's the ramifications of this series going forward? It's
and
just great.
I guess,
great television.
Other than Doctor Strange, some of these other movies like The Eternals, I'm not sure how this fits into this phase, but I'll give it a chance.
That's the thing, Barry. As much as we sit here and go, how does The Eternals, how does Shang-Chi, how does any of this fit going forward from what they just done? They've earned enough trust, like he said. Did you just give them the benefit of the doubt? Like, hey, I'm going to go see it because you figure it's going to work somehow.
On the one hand, you know, on paper, it sounds like it's going to be a loss. And we all knew Captain Marvel not going to be the greatest thing in the world. We secretly hoped it would be good, but in truth, we all kind of knew. Right? This is not going to be all that. And
it was a filler movie.
Exactly. We saw it and we're like, nah, it's not all that. He hyped it up. He did the best he could to hype it up. But
it still made $1 billion.
Yeah, it made $1 billion. Pure business decision. Introduce your superheroine starlet who's going to lead the Marvel universe from the beginning. And we all knew that the intro movie and the origin, the intro movies for most of these characters are usually the weakest movies. They're the weakest films. The first Thor movie, weaker than Thor Ragnarok. We all agree on that. Captain America, The Winter Soldier came out, blew that first Captain America movie out of the way. I pretty much pretended it didn't exist. That was just the intro. That was the comic book version that came out just to tell us who the characters were. The real movie was Winter Soldier and then Civil War. There are so many layers. It's like individual pieces might not be that great, but as a whole, the MCU, is you can't beat that. So I watch every little bit they put out. Put out some garbage, I'll watch it, and I know it has a part to play in the overall storyline, and I'll enjoy it for what it is. But Loki is a damn jewel. The icing on the cake, it's so subtle, and at the same time, like, Tom Hiddleston is just so damn good. He's just so charming in the role. You love Loki.
He can
so,
literally play this in his sleep.
And he's having a ball. You can tell he's having fun with it. And then Owen Wilson's in it. I mean, they all having a damn laugh doing this. I'm expecting Vince Vaughn to pop up, make this thing a complete perfection. Wait, what other series do they have coming out other than Loki, though?
Oh, Lord. So, Hawkeye, which is done shooting. And then Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, She-Hulk.
Yeah, She-Hulk. But Ms. Marvel,
Moon Knight.
That's a question mark because they've been shooting. And I didn't know that the actress had never really had like major acting experience beforehand. And
so yeah.
Marvel is like really disappointed with her performance thus far.
Wait, Marvel?
Yeah, she's supposed to play Kamala Khan.
I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, they need to recast her.
Yeah, you're
a severance package call today.
They can get away with doing that. Come back to something else.
You don't invest in some of these weaker characters. I understand why they're trying to do some of that stuff. Captain Marvel needed a movie. Yeah, you could have gotten a better actress out of that and made a franchise of it. But when you start reaching the Marvels and... I mean, She-Hulk is fine, but you need to have...
I'm actually excited for that.
Yeah, you need to have strong people and a strong team behind it. Not just, well, who's hot this week on social media. When I say who's hot, I'm talking about directors, producers, writers.
Uh-huh.
So that's why you get Ta-Nehisi Coates in every stupid thing.
Yeah.
I guess he's trying to write the Blade movie too. Where's my Blade movie?
That's going to be a minute from what I understand, right?
2023.
I deserve it now.
I
deserve it now. All right. First of all, you should have Wesley in it.
Yeah, Wesley's still salty about that shit. I made the Marvel Universe.
Basically.
He was trying to do a Black Panther movie back then.
They wouldn't let him, and he said, well, give me Blade. And he didn't want to do Blade. He was trying to do Black Panther. Then he got locked up for tax evasion. That's actually his fault. So, like, honestly,
yeah. And he blamed it on his accountant. And I'm pretty sure some of that is true. But, all right. Well, we'll forego scores for this episode and see what... Episode 3 has in store and Beast Game Podcast.